So for our children's sermon this morning, we want to talk to you about a very important question. Who do you say Jesus is? Who said God? Who said that? Very good, Samara. He is God. Anyone else? He's the Savior. Who do you say Jesus is? Anyone else? He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Very good. Ivy's listening to the gospel this morning, because that was the same confession that Peter made. Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do the people say that I am?" And they heard many other names that they could call Jesus, a great prophet, a great priest, a great teacher. But Jesus wanted to get down to the nuts and bolts of it. Who do people really say that I am? And then Peter made that great confession. And that's what we are to confess too. You know, we just all stood here and made a confession. And that confession is called what? What did we just say along with the congregation? What did we just say? The Apostles' Creed. That is a confession. We've just confessed the Holy Trinity. We just confessed who God is, the Father. We've just confessed who Jesus is, the Son. And we just confessed who the Spirit is, our sanctifier, the one who has set us apart to understand this teaching. So what I want to do for you now is to have you look at the altar. And what do you see there on the altar, above the altar? Livy? You see an icon or a statue of Jesus. And what do you see there on that icon, Samara? What do you see? Now, above the cross, the icon, the statue, what do you see on that statue? What is Jesus doing? He has his hands like this. Jordan? Yeah, he's blessing us, and he's showing us his hands and his feet. Why is the marks in his hands and in his feet so important for you and me? Because he died on the cross for all of our sins. You know, there are people, many people in this world, who don't confess that Jesus is the Savior, that he even went to a cross, that he has no marks. But we know that he does have a mark. So therefore, you'll hear in the sermon today that you hear about what Jesus has done for you in Sunday school. That's why it's important for you to be here each Sunday, to learn about what Jesus has done for you. Right now, we're studying the book of Matthew. Pretty soon, we're going to be studying our Lutheran liturgy and why that's so important for us. But the center and the foundation of all that we do here at Zion, everything that we do for you, is all because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus, because he is the Son of God. He is the Son of the living God. He is alive and present with us right now. And that's what I want all of you to remember, that this is the place where Jesus is to serve you his word. And when you get old enough, you'll come to this altar and you'll be served his body and blood. And that body and blood is for the forgiveness of all your sins. God's blessings to you all. Let's close with a short word of prayer. Let's fold our hands and we pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being the Son of God. We ask, O Lord, that you continue to send your Spirit to us so that we will confess, that we will confess boldly, that we will confess without compromise, that we will always confess that you are the Son of the living God, that you are the Messiah, our Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for all of these children. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you continue to bless them. In your holy name we pray. And all the children said, Amen.